for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday afternoon, December 29th, 1982. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting, Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Don Corder is the teacher of the afternoon. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
The 24th chapter of the book of Matthew and verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This gospel of the kingdom. It says, declares Jesus that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, and then shall the end come. Now, we are in the midst of two things in this hour. Exactly when it started, I don't know. Exactly when it's going to end, I don't know. But we are in the midst of both of these things. The end is coming and the gospel of the kingdom is being preached. Amen? We're in the middle of both of those things at this time. Jesus said that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The Lord for quite some time has been dealing with me concerning some admonitions in the end time, and that is what this session will be about. Concerning those admonitions that God has brought forth concerning the end time. And immediately when we think of the end time, we think of horns and heads and all kinds of those things from the book of Revelation. But this will not be that kind of teaching. In 2 Peter chapter 1, I want to begin to read at verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now let's go on into chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in just a little bit of bad teaching. Damnable heresy. Sounds serious, doesn't it? Even denying the Lord that bought them. Where were we purchased? On the cross, by the blood. That's where the purchase redemption was. On the altar of the cross. And bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now remember, with God, 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is 1,000 years. So when God says swift, it's not in our economy. It's not in our time frame. It's in His. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. How many are going to follow these false teachers? many. By reason of whom, the false teachers, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. If you're on a lot of mailing lists, there are pleas unto you for finances from every corner of everywhere. And most of it is that they are trying to make merchandise of you. My secretary got a letter one time from someone who was really in dire financial difficulties. And the letter said, "Dear Mrs. Park, I have placed my ministry in your hands." She wrote back and said, "You made a mistake. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have placed your ministry in my hands. You should have placed it in God's hands." She wrote back and told him that. "Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels of sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, the preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord now knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust under the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of a dignity. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these," now he's still referring to those false teachers back in verse 1. "But these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone off astray, following the way of Balaam." Now you need to underline that if you underline your Bible. If you don't underline in your Bible, you pay too much for it. "The way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean, escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world to the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. But it happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. You cannot depart from something that you have not been a part of. If you depart from hot springs, you have been there. Right? "Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Now go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. This third chapter of 2 Timothy is where we will spend the bulk of our time this afternoon. Again, the Apostle Paul admonishes preacher Timothy, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitor, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, there's another one of the keys we'll be looking at. We first saw Balaam, now we see Jannes and Jambres. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. For if you are in the process of deceiving someone, you are already deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, really furnished unto all good works. One other passage in Jude, the book of Jude. Jude, verse 3. We'll never waste our time when we read the word. Did you know that? It's never a waste of time to read the word. Many places that I've been, they read more words when someone is ministering than they usually read all the rest of the week. A lot of places, a lot of people. But I'm sure that's not the case with you. Jude 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of a common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angel which kept their, not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts in those things, they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. There's another thing we'll be looking at, the way of Cain. And ran greedily after the error of Balaam. There it is again. The error of Balaam. For reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Now that C-O-R-E there in the Old Testament is the same Korah as K-O-R-A-H. Same individual. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of wind, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ? How did they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust? These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, unto him that is able, that's a good definition, by the way, of deliverance. Verse 23. We hate the demonic activity in people's lives. Sometimes it's a little rough. Deliverance is sometimes a little rough, but the individual is still loved very much. The individual that is in the midst of being delivered. Verse 24, and unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Now I want you to drop back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Apostle Paul told Timothy that in the last days, perilous times should come. We are in the midst of preparation time. Services such as we had this morning where we just bear our souls one to another, allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us and just to speak to our hearts and be honest with one another. Just always be honest with one another. If you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I'll just simply say, I don't know. But you know, there was a time that we ministers couldn't do that. We were supposed to have all the answers. But I, for one, I'm still learning and I don't have all the answers. Amen? Paul said, in the last days, perilous times would come. He said, this know also. Now, that's the first word that's on your outline, is the word know. Sometimes we overlook these words and think, well, I know what that means. The word know in the Greek is gnosko. It means to know. It means to be aware. It means to have a knowledge. It means to perceive, be sure, understand. Understand that in the last days, last, what does last mean? It means farthest, final, ends of, latter end, uttermost. So Paul is saying, Timothy, you need to know, you need to be aware, you need to have knowledge, you need to perceive and be sure that you understand that in the farthest, final, ends of, latter end, uttermost days, and we're reaching that point, days. The Greek word days here signifies a period, always defined more or less clearly by the context. It is a time. It can be years. In the last days, in the last years, in the last period of time, perilous, perilous time shall come. The word perilous is the same as the word grievous. Kalepos is the Greek word, and it means furious, hard to deal with. Are the days we're living in becoming extremely hard to deal with? Hard to deal with, aren't they? Hard to bear. Fierce. Now, this is the definition of what the last days or the last times are to be like. They're going to be furious, hard to deal with, hard to bear, fierce. No wonder Paul told Timothy, Timothy, you need to know. See, Paul, when he taught Timothy, and when he wrote to Timothy, he was in the same position that we are. He didn't know when the last days would be. Each generation after Jesus Christ lived as if they were in the last days. Each generation thought, surely, this is it. This is it. This is it. You know, each generation, each succeeding Christian generation thought, boy, surely the Lord has to come with this generation. Look around at the world. And now hundreds of years have gone by. It's interesting to note that the definition is still very appropriate for this hour, isn't it? That these are times hard to deal with, times hard to bear, fierce. It's no wonder that we have scriptures in, such as Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, which declare unto us, and it shall come to pass in the last days. saith God. Now, Paul said that in the last days, perilous times should sometimes hard to deal with, fierce days hard to understand, very difficult days. Well, Peter, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, said that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. In the last days, the anointing, the presence, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is absolutely a necessity in order to deal with the hard things. We must have the power of the Holy Spirit. There's some other scriptures you could look up when you have time. 2 Timothy 1:7, Jude 24, praying always, building up yourselves in the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 19, having on the spiritual armor that God has provided you. That spiritual armor is also very important in these last days. You know, I venture to say, if I were to say, how many of you have on the armor of God, you would put up your hand. But then if I were to ask you, what is the armor, you couldn't name them for me. Hello? You see, we need to have an intimate relationship with this book. An intimate relationship. Yes. A very close relationship with the Word of God. Because it's the key to surviving in the end time. Paul shows Timothy that men would be lovers of their own self. The Greek word is a compound word, and it means self-lover. Self-lover. The definition is that they gratify their own carnal lust rather than disciplining themselves to spiritual maturity. Self-love is a demonic love. And this demonic self-love opens the door to many others to come in and influence. Men would be lovers of their own selves, covetous. Covetous here means money loving. Now, you see, we have a tendency to think, well, that's all those people outside. What did we talk about the other day? The enemies on the inside of the camp. God's kingdom would not have nearly as many struggles as it does, and God's people and God's churches and God's ministries that He has legitimately raised up would not have near as many difficulties if the covetousness were gone from within the church. Luke chapter 16 and verse 14. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous,